Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:47, 13 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. In case you have not heard, Michael Divinity will not be on the field against Alabama. I think he's already missed three games, if I got that number right, and he will miss a fourth against Alabama. Coach O having a press conference about it yesterday. It was pretty brief. About why Michael Divinity was not on the team. So the question is, of course, who steps up and takes his place? And here, thankfully, to answer that question is Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Hey, Jeff.
Tommy, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. We haven't spoken in a while. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear from you. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about Michael Divinity, the big linebacker, the super stud duck deluxe, as a coach used to say that I had, from John Arrett. Do we have any? First of all, what did Coach O say about it yesterday for those that didn't hear it? And is there anything you can infer from his implication?
Well, he didn't really say much other than that he's leaving the team for personal reasons, and there's a possibility that maybe one day that Divinity could return to the football program. And he also said that they should be fine, that Orgeron mentioned that there's some linebackers like Andre Anthony, Rafe Thornton, who could possibly step up in Divinity's absence. It's never good to lose a guy that's a starter, a veteran. But Michael Divinity has been in and out of the lineup this season already because of what has been referred to as coach's decision, mm-hmm. which in today's day and age of college football, basically in a lot of cases, not all cases, but in a lot of cases, it's another word for a suspension. They just don't say that word anymore. It's keep it a little bit more on the down low, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they played without Michael Divinity. It's not like what happened last year when they lost Devin White for the first half of the game, your team leader, your inspiration. Again, you don't want to lose anybody at this point. You need all hands on deck, but I don't know if this is going to decide who's going to win or lose the game. I don't think this is this should swing the point spread 1 or 2 points in the direction of Alabama. But he does lead the team in sacks with 3, which is kind of a small number. But to me, putting pressure on Tua Tagovailoa is going to be very key in this game, considering he's coming off this minor ankle surgery. And I think it's also a sign, or the fact that you're not going to have Divinity. They really need Ka'Lavon Chase on to be that guy to really harass Tua during the entire game. He's the premier pass rusher on this team, and while he's had some flashes, he hasn't, I think, put together the type of season that he was hoping for this year with the amount of sacks that he was hoping to get. I mean, he was talking about breaking the sack mm-hmm. record, and he only has like a couple sacks on the year.
We're going to take a break, pick it up here, and we come back. Jeff, quickly, do you know if Michael Divinity is still enrolled in school?
I do not know if he's still enrolled in school. He did put out a social media message hoping that he can still graduate in this December. So that tells me, I guess you can make your own assumptions based on that. But he's planning to, he would like to graduate in December.
And Tyrann Mathieu, by everything I hear, got his life together, and let's hope it happens for this young man as well. More when we come back, talking about LSU and Alabama, specifically 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo. I heard somebody refer to it as hate week. I don't know if it's hate week, but it's certainly a big rivalry week, both for the Saints and the Falcons, because I think when it comes, you know, it's cliche, Jeff, to say throw the record book out, but I think you can with those two. As it relates to LSU and Alabama, Grant Delpit, one of the best players, is he going to be healthy? And was he injured at the end of the Auburn game? Because it seems to me it's fallen off a little bit, and it's not fair, I don't think, to criticize a player for that when you don't know what's going on with him, right, in terms of hamstring, what have you.
Well, he did get injured at the end of the Auburn game. Remember, he limped off the field. Trainers came and looked at him. He was not at practice yesterday, but Coach O seems to feel like he'll be okay. And, you know, when you have a player like this in Grant Delpit who pretty much knows what he's doing out there, practice time isn't too important, especially early on in this week. So unless we hear something different here from Coach O as the week goes on, and there will be plenty more times where he'll speak, I think we can assume that Grant Delpit will be out there on Saturday afternoon.
In terms of matchups between a line, offensive line Alabama, defensive line LSU, and then the reverse, I heard Bill Curry last night on Sports Talk, and he talked about the people that were over 6'5 and 260 that could run a 4.8 or a 4.9, and he called them some kind of thing in terms of animals or something like that, and how many did they have, how many did we have. How does that stack up in terms of size, ability, the Alabama offensive line as opposed to LSU's defensive line the other way around?
Well, I mean, Alabama, the thing is, Tommy, is that Alabama has just dominated LSU along the trenches here and during this eight-game winning streak for them. But Coach Ed Orgeron feels like maybe the tide's turning a little bit. He really likes his nose tackle, Tyler Shelvin. He really feels that that young man has really made a lot of strides since he first came on campus. If you remember, Shelvin, he was a big kid coming out of Lafayette. I mean, he was 340-pound, and maybe even more than that anyways, but he's a guy that's really worked hard to try to get his weight down, and so Coach O really likes where he's at. I mean, Rashard Lawrence, he's a big dude and fast, and he could be an impact type of player. So, I mean, those are, I think, two guys in my mind that really need to have a big game along that LSU defensive line. I mean, a guy like Rashard Lawrence, who's 310 pounds, 6'2", he's a guy that when you recruited him out of Neville in Monroe and you beat out Alabama to get him, you look for him in this type of game to play well. And I think Tyler Shelvin, I think it's some might, I don't want to say people they took a chance on Tyler Shelvin because he was a very highly rated player coming out of Louisiana, but the question was he going to be able to control his weight a little bit, and he struggled with that. But now that you got him ready to go, they need to have him. They need for him to be playing well, and LSU on the offensive line is really big. I mean, when you look at some of the numbers, Tommy. I mean, Damian Lewis, 330 pounds. You got Austin Deculus, who's 6'7". Lloyd Cushenberry is a pretty big center, 6'4", 315 pounds. So they got some big guys on that offensive line, and they're going to have to somehow try to keep Alabama's defensive line off of Joe Burrow today, or on Saturday.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director, Jeff Palermo. It really is kind of humorous how we just toss that around. I don't know, 6'7", 350, something like that. At that point, you're talking about beef. We'll take a break, come back, talk about high school football and running up the score or not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.